Tuesday. Today is December the 24th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to visit today with Dale Arnold, Director of Energy Policy with Ohio Farm Bureau, talking about a new energy guide they have out, as well as wind and solar power, community solar, and agrivoltaics. All that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me this morning is Dale Arnold. Dale is Director of Energy Policy for Ohio Farm Bureau. Dale, a lot of things going on in the arena of energy, but probably one of the first ones we want to touch on is an energy guide that you guys have out. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was able to put it together, and it is a culmination of a lot of programs and stuff I've done basically for decades. It's for members. It's in our members-only section. It's in our toolkit of resources. It's about 40 pages long. And anything having to do with energy generation, transmission, distribution, impacting farmers, everything from oil and gas to transmission lines, pipelines, drilling, wind, solar, biomass, fuel cell. It's a very good first and second step. If you're being approached by a developer to do something on your property, it gets you basically what pressing questions you need to ask, access to legal counsel, what are some things you're going to be taking a look at, rules, regulations. It's just a very good resource for people to take a look at as they're going with that. And that's got to be rather important here over the last number of years and even today, because you take a look at energy generation, transmission, distribution networks. We're going through the largest series of energy development projects since we first saw many of these systems first installed in the 1920s, and many of them want to accommodate this on open rural ground, and so farmers are literally at the forefront or on the front lines with energy development.
Makes sense. Sounds like a very good, thorough document that folks can have access and at least be a great starting point before they look for other resources. Well, with that, as you sort of tied into, wind and solar, a lot of things going on around the state in both areas, depending on what part of the state you're in, but some outreach efforts there as well.
Yes, and we're still doing that. You know, it's interesting, while utility-scale solar developments kind of died down here over the last year because many of those projects, 50 megawatts or more, they're regulated by the Ohio Power Siting Board and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. There's just a relative handful of large transmission circuits that accommodate energy at that level. However, over the last 2 years or so, we've seen legislative initiatives where you're talking about community-scale solar, which is between 5 and 49.9 megawatts in size. There's no rule, regulation, law process yet. But in over 65 counties, we've had developers reach out to farmers and local government, townships and county commissioners, about signing agreements today about putting those programs and putting those particular facilities in open rural areas. I get a lot of calls from farmers. I do a lot of virtual kitchen table meetings on a nightly basis. And I'm telling farmers, you know, until you see rule, regulation, law process put into law, protections, soil and water conservation, rules, regulations with regard to that, I wouldn't sign anything yet because grandfathering could be held against you. Sure. If you sign something now, and then the rules and regulations come into play. And so we're still helping a lot of people along those lines.
So still sort of the Wild West when it comes to
some
of that.
Yes, it is.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Visiting again with Dale Arnold with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Another term that's out there that a lot of folks have heard but maybe not familiar with, agrivoltaics. What exactly is that, and how's it apply?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, take a look at agrivoltaics, and again, this has to do basically with solar. You have a lot of companies who are taking a look at working and creating practices and management strategies and programs to do agricultural work, projects, systems, growing animal husbandry underneath solar panels. There's been some work done in Europe with regard to that. There's some work being done on the Eastern Seaboard. And you're starting to see research and development with regard to that here in Ohio and the Corn Belt states going further west. We have some issues, needs, and concerns because I'm working with a lot of developers that are very good at the technology they're working with. But when you're talking about agriculture and growing up on a farm, the experience is just not there. You're seeing a lot of projects that are being done on the Eastern Seaboard and in the Piedmont, but when you're talking about a utility scale project which is measured in tens of acres, it's much easier to do that. When I'm working with developers and I'm working with farmers and I'm talking to farmers who are doing that in the Eastern Seaboard, and I'm telling them, you know, we're taking a look at several hundred to a couple of thousand acres, they're going, that is much different. Creating the techniques, creating the strategies, soil and water conservation, infrastructure development, being able to put fencing, paddocks, access lanes for farm equipment, turnaround sections and spacing, effective soil conservation, drainage, both surface and subsurface, equipment clearances and things are all part of that particular process, and you really need to design an array and a program to be able to accommodate that. We've had a number of folks kind of advocate doing agrivoltaics. They're telling members of the community this is what they want to do, but I'm the one that's sitting down with them as well as other Farm Bureau and commodity leaders going, okay, if you really want to do this, this is what needs to be done for agriculture to be here. And those discussions are just starting.
Need to have the realist at the table, and it sounds like sometimes the more you dig in, the more questions
that
come.
That's correct. That's correct. That's going to be a collaborative effort. Farmers, research with Ohio State University Extension, equipment dealers, people taking a look at soil and water conservation, people looking at energy development, all need to be at the table to create an effective system to make this work.
My guest again today, Dale Arnold. He's Director of Energy Policy for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Dale, thanks so much for all your work.
You're quite welcome. We'll see you again soon.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.